other issues. So we sort of mentioned cooks a bit, but also planning as well. It seems to be an ever-changing situation with the proposed new surgery for the town.
Yeah.
And that is still very much alive.
Yes, it is. And I think just to describe some of the changes, or the reason for some of the changes, is that there have been wholesale changes in the medical scene, if I call it that, in as much that the original body that was sponsoring the new surgery was the Primary Care Trust. And you are clearly aware of government changes, which intends to disband PCTs and to transfer all of that organisation responsibility, all of that property holding responsibility down to GPs. And that's an intense debate at the moment, which we're all aware of. So throughout those changes, they have marred quite a bit of the progress that has been made so far on the medical site in Wivenhoe. Certainly the site allocation has been made, certainly some of the planning consents or some of the planning applications have been submitted, but the holding factor at the moment is funding. And there, as I understand it, there is now a debate between the practitioners, the GPs, who would in future be expected to take over the management role of any prospective new medical centre. And that's as far as I understand where the situation is at the moment. The intention is still there. The mechanics of how we arrive at it are a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, so the land's there, so it's behind the fire station. It just seems to really encapsulate this whole frustration and confusion. And so I think locally there is a lot of momentum for this new surgery, but it's just caught up very, very high up the national political chain about changing in NHS procedures. And you know, from my limited knowledge, going to Wivenhoe Town Council meetings, initially I was sort of sitting there thinking, okay, who's this councillor here? Which party do they represent? You can sit through an entire 2-hour meeting, as I did do at the start of this week, totally oblivious. There is no party politics being played out. Even when you're meeting with the borough councillors, I think they still do work in cooperation. And that is really, in my experience, quite unique and quite marvellous for Wivenhoe. There just seems to be a sense of, irrespective of where you're coming from, people do want to work together on this.
Yeah. I think that's absolutely typical of Wivenhoe Town Council. In fact, going back to my interview when I applied to be co-opted, this particular question arose. In other words, did I represent any political party? Categorically no. I represent Wivenhoe, and there isn't a place for politics at this level where we are. It doesn't achieve anything. And I'm really pleased the way in which we're able to work together. And so, as an observer from the outside, you're actually saying that you can't see any political sparring or whatever.
There's just no mention at all of my party believes this, your party believes that, if it wasn't for this. It all just seems to be quite very constructive dialogue.
Yeah.
So it might be, we've got a problem here. What do you think? How can we try and get around this problem? I've got an idea, and that's got to be the way forward. Yes,
absolutely. I wouldn't say that we don't disagree. And isn't that the value of having a debating chamber? That you've got to hear both sides of the story. And I know myself personally that I've travelled down the road with a committed viewpoint in my head. I know which way I'm going to tackle this. That's my determination as I'm going in. You sit and you listen and you hear a point of view, you hear another point of view, and suddenly something in your mind said, this person has actually got something there. And there is an ability to convert, change your mind, and actually say, right, I agree with what you're saying, and perhaps my original view wasn't the best one. So let's get together now, adopt the other point of view and work on it.
And you've also got the finest selection, I think, of mints that are passed around during town council meetings, which maybe could lead into the next question, which I'm not quite sure how far up the town council chain this comes from. But you are Mayor Needham. It is Councillor Needham, also the current Mayor of Wivenhoe.
Mm.
So how did that mayoral come about, and what does it mean to you personally, please?
Yeah, there's almost a bit of folklore about this, you know, and I'd really want to go back to the days when Brian Sinclair, prior to becoming mayor, there was a debate about who was going to be deputy mayor, and the discussion went around the table. People looked at, councillors looked at Brian and said, well, you don't want to do it, do you, Brian? Because you always said. And his response was, well, actually, no, I think I will. Which caused a bit of silence and maybe clutching for the peppermints. And they then said, right, okay, that's fixed that then for next year. Councillor Sinclair will be the mayor. Who's going to follow on behind him and become the deputy mayor and eventually the mayor? And we have a process, and this process is a bit like a league table. And at the top of a league table is a councillor who hasn't been a mayor before, who has the longest serving record on the council. And then the next one, and so on down the list. And then any previous mayors obviously fit in at the bottom of the list and gradually begin to surface towards the top again. So that's the system. So you can imagine now that the search is on for a deputy mayor to follow on behind Brian. And various councillors who were at that high point on the list were asked about their intentions and said, no, I can't do it because of, for business reasons, or I can't do it simply because I don't want to do it, or I can't do it because I've got family commitments. So in a downward spiral...
you were relegated and you got to actually wear the crown.
Yeah.
And it's a crown which you wear very, very well. No, I think in all kind of sincerity, sort of joking about having this sort of thrust upon you, but I know it's fairly early days, but I've seen you walking around representing the town at various events, so such as being at the Hub, I've seen you at Mayfair, I've seen you on the railings, and it just seems to be a role that you're very much enjoying, and you're very, very proud to be the actual mayor of Wivenhoe.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It's one of those things that clearly you don't know what it's going to be like, and several people have said, are you looking forward to it? What's it going to be like? Are you nervous? Are you apprehensive? And I suppose at the entry point, everybody is in anything they take up. But very quickly, I realised how thoroughly enjoyable it is. It is absolutely fantastic to be able to see the wide range of people that I'm coming into contact with, not only here in Wivenhoe, which in itself is fantastic, but to travel around and represent Wivenhoe in other places such as Brightlingsea and Colchester and further afield. I mean, next week I'm going to the High Sheriff's Garden Party over at Finchingfield. We'll proudly wear the chain of Wivenhoe.
So yeah. It's very much a front-facing role. It is representing the town, and you make it sound to be very, very grand. But also, I know there's lots of small events that you go to, such as, I know, close involvement with the schools,
yeah,
and giving talks, and also there's a whole university situation. And it just seems to be a lot more than just meet and greet, because you can go to the schools and then whilst you're there, actually see on the ground what's going off, and then take suggestions forward for the town council, perhaps, as to how you can work closely or ideas. So it must be a great occasion or a great opportunity just to accumulate knowledge, which you can then use in a town council role.
Yes, you're right with that too. I think gaining knowledge, particularly of the groups and societies that we have in Wivenhoe, you know, they're not part of a list in the back of the magazine. They are thriving organisms. They are, you know, groups of people. So it's not a name, it's groups of people. And it's only when you go and visit them that you actually get in into that organism and can actually understand it. So that particular aspect of visiting all the groups and societies in Wivenhoe, which I'm really looking forward to, is going to be useful in terms of gaining knowledge for the local scene. But travelling further afield, actually speaking to other councillors, and you've mentioned Stanway, haven't you, and the council at Stanway. Simply chatting to one of the Stanway councillors and talking shop, so to speak, I've found that they have a particular way of dealing with allocating council work, which sounds very interesting. And we're now looking examining that, we will ask that particular councillor to come down to Wivenhoe to have a discussion and see whether it's going to be useful for Wivenhoe. If I hadn't had that contact and gone to that particular venue, meeting or whatever it was, then we wouldn't have had access to a probable method of improving the way in which we work.
Okay, well, we've been speaking for almost an hour, Bob, here on
Have we
chat,
really?
Which is good. So I think we should try and wrap things up and come to some kind of conclusion. So yeah. This has been really fascinating. So it's been going from 1941 to being the young boy at the Philip Road Centre, who is like now, I think it's almost sort of justifies this meritocracy of Wivenhoe. So you're actually now wearing the chains of Wivenhoe.
Yeah.
If we look towards the future, fairly briefly if we can, so what do you think the future is for the town? The next 5 years, the next 10 years?
Yeah, I think we've got an incredible future, not particularly within what I call the bounds of the parish, because I think we are full to capacity. There's not a lot of room left in the pot in terms of building expansion and things like that. But just beyond, we've got places like the Knowledge Gateway, which not only is going to bring into the university site, but most probably or most likely into Wivenhoe, new people, new industries. And not only is it a knowledge gateway, there's going to be an international college of not problem solving, diplomatic
resolutions, conflict resolutions.
Conflict resolution, that's
yes,
it.
That's the fancy term.
Absolutely, but a worldwide centre, once more putting Wivenhoe on the map. A hotel, in addition to the Wivenhoe House facility, student accommodation and a housing plot, you know, as well. Quite a lot of work there, which, being as close as it is to Wivenhoe, will impact upon Wivenhoe. We can see that then there is a likelihood of a financial gain from that particular work, which can be applied to Wivenhoe. What is the future over the next 5 years? I'm hoping that the very positive plans for the Broad Lane site will materialise. It looks as though there are some tremendous facilities coming there, including a swimming pool, which will be absolutely beneficial for the town. So I can see a bright future for Wivenhoe.
So it's all hopefully investment and a bit of change, and that does maybe actually then rub off on some of the older facilities. So structures such as the engine shed, which people are very aware of and it's very visible, but if the town does continue to change, that then might have the impetus or the people around or the new people coming in who could perhaps help with some of the more older or existing problems that we're trying to find a solution to.
Yeah.
Let's try and get a few different plugs in, sort of many different things. So first of all, as your role as the Mayor of Wivenhoe or as Councillor Needham, if people want to contact you in relation to anything about town council matters, is it as simple as just strolling into the offices on the high street and speaking with maybe the clerk there?
Yeah, quite so. Or contacting the clerk by telephone or by email. We can stitch those onto the end of
I've got some links in also. If people just do Google the Wivenhoe Encyclopedia, it's a vast array of knowledge. All the contact details are in there. More kind of smaller things coming up, well, not smaller things, but I think more kind of pressing matters coming up. There is a date for the annual town cricket match.
Yes.
Where the town councillors take on the mice of the Wivenhoe cricket team.
Mm-hmm.
And the date is, can you recall that?
13th of July, 6 o'clock in the evening.
At Rectory Road.
Yes.
So turn up there and support the cricket team or the town councillors.
Oh, the mayor's team, come on. Yes, absolutely.
And helping hands as well, I think is really important to promote that, which is something that you're very, very closely involved in. Again, I say probably really, just if you Google Wivenhoe Helping Hands,
yes.
There is a very good website there, and it's all set up with this full information.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, pause for breath. I think our tea has maybe gone cold. We've been speaking for well over an hour.
Yeah.
So I'm very indebted to Bob Needham, or Councillor Bob Needham, the Mayor of Wivenhoe, who has very kindly given up an hour or more of his time to explain a lot more about his background, why he's been in Wivenhoe, and what he's doing now, and what the future is. And that's been really, really illuminating. So if anyone wants to get in touch, they can do. My email address is going to be jason@radiowivenhoe.co.uk. If you want to step forward as a guest, or any ideas, any suggestions, you're more than welcome. Any final thoughts or any one more comment you want to pass on?
Yes, we were talking about acknowledgement as being the mayor. Going back to my younger days as a Boy Scout, we didn't have a troop in Wivenhoe. We actually went over to Alresford, cycled over there again, of course, the first Alresford Boy Scouts. The skipper was a Mr. Derek Fitch, and his wife was the on the magistrate's bench. Obviously, after I became mayor, there was a short piece in the newspaper, and to my absolute delight was a postcard through the door from Mrs. Fitch, who now is in an older person's home in Colchester, expressing delight at the fact that Beefy Needham, once a Boy Scout in Derek Fitch's troop, is now the mayor of Wivenhoe.
Beefy Needham, can we explain that reference? That's quite a new one. Is that a sort of physical reference that was in there?
That was my nickname. Most of the lads in Wivenhoe would know me as Beefy Needham. She sent this card saying how nice it was that Beefy was now the mayor of Wivenhoe.
How wonderful, sir. So just to show that sense of community going back all those decades ago is still in place and people can sort of recognise what people are doing.
Yeah.
Right. What a great way to finish.